From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Officials in Oklahoma now say 9 people are dead from powerful tornadoes that swept through the greater Oklahoma City area yesterday. 104 people are hurt. Brad Gibson of member station KWGS in Tulsa says many of the victims were trapped on the roads.
There is a higher than expected death toll from last night's tornadoes, and that is from people who were caught up in the storms as they were on the interstate highways nearby El Reno and Union City. It was the rush hour. They were heading home. A mother and her baby were caught up in the storms. Their vehicle was overturned, and they were literally sucked out of the vehicle and died.
The storms also triggered heavy flooding. They come less than 2 weeks after the deadly EF5 tornado plowed through Moore, Oklahoma. That killed 24 people and injured dozens more. Today marks the start of the 6-month Atlantic hurricane season. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports NOAA is predicting another busy year of hurricanes for states along the Atlantic Ocean and the Gulf of Mexico.
Federal forecasters say water and weather conditions in the Atlantic Basin are expected to produce more and stronger hurricanes, making for an active season. Last year was the third busiest on record, with 19 named storms. 10 were hurricanes, including Sandy, which caused $50 billion in damage along the eastern seaboard. State officials say coastal residents should be preparing evacuation plans and taking other precautions before the peak of hurricane season in late summer. Along with the alert to be ready, Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi is telling residents to be wary of scams, including a recent rash of companies offering window film as hurricane protection. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Canadian oil producers hit a roadblock on Friday. The provincial government of British Columbia rejected a pipeline proposal that would go through its territory. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports it's the latest trial as Canada's oil producers try to find ways to export their heavy tar sands crude.
The Northern Gateway pipeline proposal would bring tar sands oil across the Rocky Mountains from Alberta to the Pacific. But the government of British Columbia says the company that wants to build that pipeline, Enbridge, hasn't met the province's environmental requirements. For example, British Columbia says Enbridge has provided little evidence of how it would respond to oil spills. A spill of tar sands oil from an Enbridge pipeline into the Kalamazoo River in Michigan is still being cleaned up 3 years later. U.S. environmentalists say President Obama should follow British Columbia's example and reject the proposed Keystone XL pipeline, which would bring more of this Canadian oil to the United States. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
British officials have charged a second suspect in the slaying of a British soldier. He was hacked to death on the street in London on May 22nd. This is NPR News. Turkish media say police are pulling out of a main square in Istanbul, which has been filled with thousands of demonstrators. The protest began in opposition to the development of the square. Now these have blossomed into anti-government protests, and the Turkish government initially responded this week with tear gas and water cannon. There are reports hundreds of people were hurt. 3 days after announcing she won't seek re-election next year, Minnesota Republican Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is being hit with civil penalties for failing to disclose finances from her 2010 campaign. As NPR's David Wellner reports, Bachmann faces a separate investigation into her 2012 campaign expenditures.
Representative Bachmann's campaign committee is being slapped with $8,000 in fines for not disclosing more than $200,000 in contributions and a similar amount in spending during her 2010 campaign. The fines were agreed to more than a month ago, but were only posted this week by the Federal Election Commission. In an online video announcing she would not seek a fifth term in the House, Bachmann insisted the decision had nothing to do with ethics investigations. Another probe is still underway into her campaign's payments to an Iowa state senator prior to last year's election. Her challenger in that race, Minnesota Democrat Jim Graves, has announced he's suspending a rematch bid because his main goal had been to unseat Bachmann. David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.
It's been a cold, wet spring in southern France. Today, one of the ski stations opened for business in the Pyrenees for about 4 hours. The slopes usually close April 1st, but there's still snow on the ground. The ski station is expected to open again tomorrow. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.